like right off the bat.
Right off the bat, I guess. All
right. Right off the bat. Great. I don't know. K-pop stans are so weird.
They're very bipolar, you know? Mm. Like, some of them are good. Some of them are, like, good stans. Like, they just like the music and they like their favorite idol. But some of them, they'll ride or die just to defend their idol.
Yeah, even if they're, like, most clearly in the wrong.
Yes, like, for instance, the Ipin Hoon situation. That situation is really fucked. Very fucked. I think his name was Jung-hoon, Jung-hoon, something like that. He mouthed out. It was clearly stated in the video that he said the N-word because it was a Caesar song. And in that specific line, it has the N-word in it. He sang it. And we heard him sang it. People were calling him out. But people, specifically white people, maybe a little bit of the Malaysian side, Middle Easterns, they said that we ruined the day, black people ruined the day, that we're nothing but hood rats, and that it wasn't our music first, K-pop does it better, and stuff like that.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane. Like, how are you gonna blatantly be racist? And then someone who's also racist. Well, it kind of makes sense because, like, the racist will, of course, defend the racist. But it's all just insane. Like, you're a young person, probably, and that's what you devote your life to. Like, there's digital footprints.
Very much. Very much. They always start their sentence off, like, this is not racist. I'm not being racist.
And then be extremely racist.
It's like, what are you doing? I thought you said you broke up be racist.
Like, you're doing the exact opposite. Like, that's a very oxymoron statement.
Like, what's going on? What happened? How? When? What? Right. So then a black stan, and they call black stans in K-pop the weakest link, which, to be honest with you, that's not true, but at the same time, it is true, because black stans stay even though the idols have done some racist shit. Which, I mean, get it, I guess. Not me, though. Stay. That was loud! What the heck?
I know. There's going to be a lot of background because cars just won't shut up.
So, yeah, there was a black K-pop stan. She decided to defend the whole situation. Well, she didn't defend it, but she, like, stated what was wrong and how it was controversial. And they legit, all the whites saw the colors. They bullied her to the point where she killed herself.
That's insane. I hope those people rot in hell.
And I was looking at it, like, some people were saying, oh, you know, it makes me sad. It makes me want to cry. When that shit was making me angry.
It what? Makes you sad. Like, that you have every right to be sad. But
yeah.
Can we please do something about the situation? Like, you're going to sit here and let these people talk and talk and talk, but absolutely nothing gets done.
Exactly. And I was looking for, like, oh, like, can I get an ad? Can I get something to bully? Can I get something? Can we expose them to the internet? Something. And nobody was giving that, so I just decided to, like, bypass the situation. But every time I bypassed it, it would come right back. And at this point, whenever I see something racist, I'm not even surprised anymore. It's just like, okay. But that one long-ass paragraph that girl wrote.
That was insane. I can't believe someone would even think of those things.
That was so creative. Gross. That was very creative. I have never, ever, ever, ever seen something so racist in my life. I was like, what the hell?
How are you that racist? It's insane. Also, rot in hell? Disrespectfully.
Like, I was confused because she said she wasn't going to be racist. And I was like, oh, okay. Maybe this is a different situation. But it was full-on blatant racism. Full-on stereotypical shit going on. Like, hood rats? Hood rats? Hood rats. She called us fucking monkeys and shit. I was like, oh my god. I mean, that's stuff that I've heard before. Of course I heard that before. But the way she started off just wasn't the shit. I ain't even heard that stuff before. I was surprised, but at the same time, I was like, yeah. And then there was another one of a girl. She was less ill-tempered, ill-disgusted towards Black people, but she still said the same exact shit that the other girl said. Like, the other girl sounded very aggressive, but this girl didn't sound that aggressive. So I didn't really care. But this one, I don't know what's her name. Someone said her name was Madeline. And that's all we know. Her name is Madeline.
Madeline.
Maddie something. I'm just going to call her Mads.
Mads. Yeah, that's great. I don't know. I truly, K-pop stans for me are insane. I can't even imagine how you devote your life so much for a person who does absolutely nothing for you. It's insane.
If you tell a K-pop stan that your idol will never know who you are, they'll fucking flip out.
Right. But it's the truth. Accept reality.
They'll never know who you are. They'll never acknowledge you nor me. They'll never acknowledge any of us.
Even if they do acknowledge you, imagine how disgusted your idol would be with you. Exactly. When they hear half the shit that you say.
Exactly. We're supposed to be living in a world of equality and shit. But there's no such thing as POC equality. There's no such thing as equality in general.
Unity. POC unity.
I said equality. What the fuck? No, that's the same. Equality equals equal.
Unity. Wait, hold on. Now I'm confused. I'm going to quickly, briefly, we're going to take a break. Look up the fucking difference. Equality. Are you kidding me? Equality, noun. The state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunities. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Unity. Y'all are bitches. Swear to God. Unity, noun. The state of being united or joined as a whole. So, with that, I guess equality would be like... Okay, we're all equal. We all gain the same. We all gain the same. We all have the same rights. We're all free, equally, shit like that. But unity is when we're like basically joined as a whole. So I guess it's like more of an emotional standpoint. Not really an emotional standpoint, but like even though. Wait, I don't even know how to fucking explain it. But, like, I hope you get the point.
Yeah, I think so. I get it.
I don't know how to explain that. But, yeah. Those are the differences. So, POC unity would be really hard. Because there's still a lot of racism between us as POC.
Okay, so if this is really how this will go down. All right. So... Black people are racist towards every race. I will say this. We are racist towards every race. Not me, though. But still, we are racist towards every race. You know, if Black people were to, like, get connected with Asians, a whole lot of them slurs, a whole lot of them stereotypical bullshit will come out between the two. And just with every race being around Black people, they would constantly be like, oh, you're thugs. Oh, you're this, or you're that. Just there's just a big hatred for Black people that we just cannot surface out. Like, I'm trying to, like, get past it. People are saying, oh, we're trying to get past it. We're trying to create a new. But sometimes we just keep landing back where we started. Like, we keep landing back at the beginning. No matter how much we try and move forward, get past it, we always come right back to the start.
That's because there's a lot of POCs out there who just are so whitewashed that they're so racist towards others. And then there's this whole, like, thing where, like, a lot of POC also, like, do, like, oppression Olympics. Like, oh, I'm more oppressed than you. No, I'm more oppressed than you. But, like, in all reality, there's nothing to fucking compete with.
Exactly. We're supposed to be the same. Again,
I would say the same because
I never said that we were the same. I never said that, you know, like, we should be the same. But every time, you know, someone brings up a racial argument, they'd be like, we're the same. We're all together in this. Are we really?
We're not, because as a Mexican, there's a shit ton of racist Mexicans out there. Also, there's a lot of Mexicans out there who appropriate Black culture, which isn't all right. It's not okay. And then when you call them out on their bullshit, they get defensive. No, I'm not white, so this is fine. No, you're not white. That's true, but you're also not Black. So shut the fuck up and stop.
Like,
it's so hard to respect other people's culture.
Like, what is with the urge to say the N-word? What is with the urge to disrespect someone so bad for?
Right.
Like, mind your business. We all live in the same world. If you mind your business, we'll mind our business. All we do is really live. That's it. That's all we do. We live. And y'all have the audacity to say, oh, you're a bunch of monkeys. Y'all shouldn't be here anymore. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, bro, are you still stuck in the 1920s, the 1940s? Cut it out. I don't care. I don't care how you feel, man. I don't care how you think. Just move on with your day. Don't bother nobody. And we'll all be good. We'll be so good. God, we'll be great.
It's all generational. You know, it gets passed down. So there's no way, like, all these white people pass down racism through their families.
It's so weird.
It's so fucking weird.
Like, bro. I didn't know.
You think about it, truly. It's like, why would you hate someone based on the most simplest shit? The color of their skin? What is bothering you about that?
Not even that. Based on something they can't control.
Exactly.
Like, bro.
Y'all preach that you shouldn't make fun of people who can't control something. That's like the main thing they preach in like these anti-bullying seminars and shit. But then they go right ahead and do the same shit.
They're so microaggressive too. Like, oh, bro, they so microaggressive. Like, I'd be hearing stuff and I'd be thinking to myself, like, what do you mean by that? Like, what? I'd be hearing the most weirdest stuff come out of people's mouth and I'd be thinking to myself, like, what? Like, the other day, I heard a girl. Okay, so a girl at this cafe, she likes to touch people's hair. I don't know what's going on with her. She's a weirdo. We just not going to talk about her. She likes to touch people's hair, right? And I change my hair all the time because I like to do that. And she's like, hey, how'd you get your hair so long? I've never seen a Black person with that long of hair.
What do you mean by that? Also, why does it concern you about someone's hair length?
Get like the you, fuck out. You could have kept it to yourself.
Right.
You could have thought about that. Leave me alone. I was thinking about it. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, it's fake. It's weave. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. She's really? That's so cool. Lady, listen. I don't want to hear you say anything is cool no more. The way you just said that, And then the way they be so, like, racist towards Mexicans, like, y'all build stuff and y'all do this, like, no.
Yeah, that's a very big stereotype within, like, the Mexican community. I see, like, all these TikToks. Personally, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we're valued only as workers, but not as humans. And it really gets under my skin. Because, unfortunately, my dad, he makes these microaggressions towards me. And always claims it as a joke. And, like, that's a humongous issue. Because, like, these aren't jokes. These are microaggressions. And you're blatantly calling me.
Why would you tell your child that anyway?
Yeah. My dad's very racist. Why?
Especially
towards Mexicans.
Don't worry. My mom is very racist, too. And she's homophobic. But I think she's, like, a closeted... I think she's homo herself. She just don't know it. Like, I watch her mannerisms and stuff, and I watch the way she talks, and I watch what she's done, and she's clearly homo, but she really will come out her mouth and say the F slur. She'll really straight come out and say it towards me. And
I'm like, my dad, and this is, like, ingrained in my memory. We were at a family friend event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is somewhat of an alcoholic. He's a couple drinks in. And everyone starts, like, You know how like drunk adults say like just start saying whatever and whatever
Yeah,
whenever you're
I
drinking.
be peeping there. I be peeping there like,
Yeah, they be
don't
saying
say
anything
that.
and everything. So we were like, I don't know what was the topic of conversation, but out of nowhere he's talking about me and he's like, yeah, this is my little taco. He dead called me his little taco. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, that's a whole ass microaggression. Like, you can't get past that. And so I let it slide for the night, and then I tell my mom. My mom brings it to his attention, and he starts talking to me about it. I told him how I felt. I was like, bro, I felt violated. Like, you were blatantly racist to my face. I'm your child. And he's like, oh no, it was a joke. We were all cracking jokes, you know? I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it. Why are you thinking like that? You're the racist one because you're thinking like that.
Bro, what?
What?
No.
I'm the
You can't.
Mexican. You forget that I am the one that you are blatantly racist
You
towards.
can't be mad at someone for taking something the wrong way.
Because I didn't take it the wrong way. I
Sorry,
saw it as
taking.
he meant it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I
Yeah,
meant.
no, I get what you're saying.
You can't get mad at someone for expressing how they feel about something that when they felt wronged.
Right.
Because, bitch, if I swear someone called me they little fried chicken, I'll be like, what? What's going on?
It threw me off, and it truly like fucked up my whole like vibe for the night. And when we finally got to talking about it, I totally got invalidated. And that's insane to me because you're my father. And now imagine if this is happening to me. Like, how many other people are dealing with this outside of family, outside of work, outside of school? Like, it's honestly a big thing, and it's insane, and I hate it so much.
Speaking about joking around with friends, okay, so my mom has this friend, right? She, I don't know what's going on with her, but I have posters of like K-pop around my room because I like K-pop, I do. And this one poster, it had clearly visual pictures of their face. And my mom's friend invaded my whole room, came in here because my door is always open, so you can come in, but you'll have to ask first because that's just common sense. So
Right.
she came in. She looked around the room. She's like, "You like them Asian boys, them Chinese boys? I really hate that because they're
What?
not Chinese. They're not Chinese."
They're not, bro. Oh my God. That.
I said, "No, they're not Chinese. They're Korean. I like them Korean boys."
That's so weird. Why do you like the first thing that comes to your mind is them Chinese boys.
And she said, "You know, they don't like us." I was like, "Us?" I was like, "Us?" And she's like, "Yeah, they don't like black people." I was like, "Oh my fucking God. Bro." I was like, "Why would you say that?" I was like, sure. And my mom likes to do people's nails. While she was getting her nails done, she kept talking to me about it. She kept saying, "Oh, you know, they're so racist towards us. They don't even like us, you know, that they do blackface and stuff like that, you know. They don't like us, they hate us." Like, oh my
Are
God.
you gonna generalize a whole race, a whole ethnicity?
And she was like, "You know, some of them are gay. You know, I don't see why there's a whole group of five men singing a song together. Never heard of Boys to Men? You never heard of,
NSYNC? You
you
never heard
never,
of One Direction?
Backstreet Boys?"
Bro, it's a common thing. Boy bands are a common thing.
Yeah, that's normal. What are you talking about? She
Also,
said,
you're gonna call them gay as an insult, like gay is an insult. It's not an insult.
"I don't know anymore. People are making it seem like it's an insult, but for me, if you call me gay, okay, I'm gay.
I am gay, so
Nothing,
what?
there's nothing wrong with that. What? Being gay, but still, being gay is cool. I like that. I'm not saying you should say that you're gay. I'm
Gay.
not saying that you should say that you're gay. I'm just saying that if someone calls you gay, it's not an insult. Gay.
No, but they view it as one, and that's gross. Boo, we don't like them.
Very gross, disgusting. Moving on to the next topic.
We did K-pop. We should do
CNMA.
CNMA.
Okay, bitch, how you gonna come back after 1 month without explaining shit? You
And
did.
doing some stupid ass. It's insane.
You
You
left.
found clarity within yourself. Like, is
And who
that
I
you
want to
admitting
surround
to
my.
yourself
I
that you
found
did sexual
clarity
assault?
within myself and who I wanted to surround myself with. Bitch.
Oh my God. Why do people want to surround themselves around you? You're a whole ass sexual assaulter.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I fucking hate Sierra Bay. No, I hated her from the very beginning because she would preach body positivity, right? And then proceed to make herself look fat or make
Yeah,
herself
she'd
look.
like force it. Like, why are you forcing it? Like, you
She
could
but.
preach body positivity without having to be so exaggerative.
And she would call people fat. She's in her past, there were tweets that exposed that she would call people fat as if it was an insult, which is not an insult.
No.
But bitch, how you gonna preach positivity, body positivity, and then force it? Like, oh my God, Sienna. And I didn't like her because the way she would do things to Jack and we would notice it. Like, this should have been, I think it should have been clear, notice, like, notice fully. Over time, that the stuff that she's been doing to her ex-boyfriend is weird as fuck.
I don't even know if they were dating or not.
I don't know if they were dating either, but the video, there was clear evidence that she sexually assaulted him.
Yeah.
Clear evidence that she sexually assaulted him. It was a whole video that surfaced on the internet. And all of a sudden, it's, I didn't do it. Why didn't you tell me that I did it?
We touched on this subject last episode too,
Yes, we did. We did.
but now it's even bigger because she's trying to make a comeback to the internet. And the lyrics to the songs, to the song, my bad, to the song that she used is pretty gross because that, like, the ending lyric was
It was very
something
ironic to
about
her.
I'm young, I didn't do anything wrong, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's just insane because it's super clear that you did do something wrong.
I saw that and I was like, "Are you good, bro?" And
Right.
how you gonna log back on TikTok after a month and do a stupid ass dance?
Right, not only that, okay, whatever, you're young, but that doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong.
Exactly. This is just that fact that she's like showing like clear guilt that she did it. And people in the comments are like, "Oh, we miss you, Sienna." No, you don't miss Sienna. No, you don't. Don't say that. Like, I had to block at least 50 people in that comment section. At least 50. Because every comment was, I miss you. Welcome back. Welcome back. While I'm here thinking, oh, she came back to like explain the situation furthermore, or at least apologize finally. No, she came.
She's never gonna put out an apology because she does not think that she did anything wrong.
My legal team will contact you. Shut the fuck up,
Shut
Sienna.
up. If you have a problem with
Shut
me,
up or I make
call
fun of your
me. If you
lisp.
don't have a problem with me, we don't have a problem. Did she say something about that? What's she saying? She
Why?
said, if you have a problem with me, call me. If you don't have my number, then we don't have a problem. That right there.
Girl, I will dox you.
No, we do
D-O-X-X.
not condone doxing. That's a whole ass crime. That was
We don't condone doxing, but if
for
it's
legal purposes.
for legal purpose, we don't. We
We
don't.
don't. We don't.
Never will I ever dox someone. I was just choking.
Yeah.
Terrible joke to make. I am so sorry.
We should put out an apology app now.
Please don't cancel me before I even got my career.
Anyways.
Didn't sexually insult anyone. Shut up, Sienna. You know you did.
You did, and
You.
you're in denial to yourself because everyone else can see it. It's
Everyone
pretty
saw it.
crystal clear
Everyone
on what you
witnessed
did.
it. Everyone saw it. I wouldn't. I if even before the video came out, I knew that she did it. Because you believe the victim first. That's how that works.
Exactly.
That's how that works. That's how that works. But she has not shown any clear apology, any clear apologetic feelings, any clear explanation of how she did not do it.
Because she would never do that. She's never gonna give an apology. She's
She's
never
them.
gonna feel sorry. She's never gonna feel guilty. It's
And
because she
then
does not think she did anything wrong. She's
people in
going
the
to
co
victim blame. She's gonna project it onto the internet. She's gonna
gaslight.
Disregard it. She's gonna gaslight. She's gonna manipulate.
That's just who she is.
Exactly. You can't really do anything about it but hold her accountable and
I mean, there's only so
tell
many
her
times
that she did something wrong.
There's only so many times you can do that before she takes another 1 month break.
Let her take a 1 month break. Take a couple month break off. Get off the internet completely. No one wants to support
so
you.
She even said it. She said, taking my break, I thought people would forget and we can move on. Never.
Never.
Never. People can forgive, but they cannot forget. Nor can they not forgive. You know.
People are not going to forgive. I would never
forgive. I would never forgive you.
Another person.
I will never, as someone who has been accused of it, and it was false.
It was proven wrong. 100%.
It was proven wrong completely. I don't even know how that came to play. I really did not know how that came to play either. I was very confused about the whole situation in general, and it was proven wrong completely. Because I said I didn't do it. Jordan proceeded, and I said her name. I'm going to block that out.
Yeah, please
she,
do.
She proceeded to say that I did do it when it was a misunderstanding. I don't even know if it was a misunderstanding because I didn't even
remember that, but no, it wasn't a misunderstanding. What person A did was that they tried to pin you on sexual assault, but her story was messed up and everyone caught up on that. And that's why everyone figured out that she was lying.
And the way that they all, person A was in a group, and the way that they all tried to get me to come back straight after that.
I would never know.
She even talked to me about it, and I looked at her, and I was like, what? And everybody was on me about that whole situation. Everybody was like, I don't like you. I can't stand you. Like, I know how it feels to be falsely accused. But this ain't no falsely accused. This is most definitely.
There's hardcore evidence to this.
There is very much evidential. This is hardcore. Like, right. Visible. And people in the conversation talking about, like, oh, Jack's arm moved. He was awake. No.
It was even if he was awake, that man looks...
He looked out of it. He looked out of it.
Like he's in a right state of mind.
He looked out of it. Like he looked gone. And his arm moved because his arm was on his friend's shoulder. So due to gravity, if his friend stands up, kaplunk, it falls. Wow. Use common sense, people. Common sense.
And not even that. When Sienna did her stupid little I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Like the 14-part thing she did.
She done deleted that.
I know. But what she did in one of the parts, I watched it, and she was pointing out in the video that Jack's hand moved, like a little twitch or something. That's what it looked like. It looked like a twitch.
I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. How can you?
People move in their sleep, you know that. People twitch.
I was like, is this all you got? Is this really all you got? I was like, you're not going to try and defend yourself better. You're not going to try? Like, I was like, there's no way you can defend yourself. There's no way you can, like, even make this better. The only way you could possibly make this better is if you apologize. And even still, that wouldn't make it anything better for you. Because, again, it's not any of our apology to accept.
It's his.
Yes. And people are pushing this man to come out about the story. He doesn't want to. He really doesn't want to. So stop trying to force this man to talk about it when he doesn't want to. It's disgusting.
Right.
Like, bro, I can talk about my sexual assault situations because they're like I'm like over them now. But that took me like years.
Yeah, that would take years for a victim.
Yes, years. So think about how
I want to talk about my experiences, honestly.
No, I wouldn't either. And I totally feel Jack, take your time, pal. Don't talk about it if you don't want to talk about it either. Don't listen to people. People are fucking annoying. They'll do whatever it takes to piss you off. Just don't talk about it. It's okay. We understand. Right. I mean, I understand. Somebody else may not understand, but that, leave it alone. Not gonna talk about that. Not gonna infuriate these motherfuckers no more. Right? Okay. Next situation is the toxic Wattpad.
Oh my god, toxic Wattpad. This is to lighten the mood. Oh my god, this was... Actually, no, this is not going to lighten the mood. This is going to make it worse. Speaking of abuse, sexual assault, and everything, there's this one fanfic, not even a fanfic, it's like a story.
I would say like a segment, just
a book. It's a book on Wattpad.
Yeah, me and Scarlett had a reading seminar about it.
It was insane. It's not funny, but it's funny because it's poorly written, but the topics and what it's about is absolutely
insane. I'm gonna
insane.
Try and explain the story, how what's going on, but I can't. I really can't. Okay, so it's there's two characters. The main character's name is Kaya or Kai, and she has a boyfriend named Dre. And throughout the whole story, all he's trying to do is trap her. He beats her. He sleeps with her 24/7. He is very graphic with his sexual messages.
They're disgusting.
And Kaya has a girlfriend. She's cheating on this guy named Dre with her girlfriend named Naya. And every time Dre catches them together, he'll beat the fuck out of her.
And one time it got so bad that he beat Kai really bad, and he shot Naya.
Didn't the story just flip to a different segment altogether?
The story itself is absolutely insane.
The story, it has no plot.
It has absolutely no plot. One, it romanticizes abuse in a way, because this man admits to wanting to trap her into the relationship by getting her pregnant.
Every 5 seconds, there will be I'm going to put a baby in you. Oh, let's have a baby.
I don't care if you don't want a baby. I'm going to do it.
Baby, let me know when you're ready for a baby. Baby, like, bro.
It got so bad to, like, one point I read where he said, I don't care if you want a baby or not. I'm going to give you a baby. Okay, so he did that. And then he abuses her physically and emotionally to the point where he once said, like, at the beginning of the story, he said that all Kai is good for is sex. That's all she'll ever be good for. Also, it romanticizes teen pregnancy because Kai has a little brother. I forgot his name.
He's 13.
And he got a girl pregnant.
She's
all lovey-dovey about it, which honestly, okay, let's not make it as hard for him. But it shows that she literally has no problem. She literally said that she didn't have a problem with this. And it's insane because, like, it has this horrible, like, fucking plot. And at the end of the story, nothing gets done about it. Absolutely nothing gets done about it. There's no, oh, good for her. She got out of that relationship. No, she stood there. She got pregnant, I think.
Yeah. And
she's still getting abused. Also, it's, like, poorly written. Like, it's funny that it's poorly written.
The story altogether, I gave a whole 4 out of 10.
No, zero.
Maybe, like, a fucking -6. That shit is... No. Me and Scarlett sat here for a good... We had to stop reading in between each story. We had to stop reading between each story.
I never finished the story. I didn't. It's too gross.
I didn't finish it either. But we had to stop reading between each chapter because it was just out of pocket. It was out of nature.
It was so out of pocket.
Like, this nigga Dre is weird. He's weird.
If you are the creator of that story, I highly encourage you to delete that because
and the fact that the creator is making cool. A part two.
Yeah, there's a part two. There's already a part two. That's
like,
insane.
What the hell?
What is there a part two of an abusive relationship that no one is willing to get out of?
I was confused about the whole story, okay? Because the first line of the story, as soon as we pop into the story, the first line is what caught me.
Yeah, I'll pull it up right now.
It's the first line.
The first line is out of pocket.
It immediately catches your eye. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and, like, that's insane. That's actually pretty good. That's actually, like, really good. Like, if you're a writer and the first line you put is, like, immediately catching the eye, kudos to you. But it did not catch the eye in a good way.
It did not catch the eye at all. At all. It wasn't supposed to catch my eye at all. I was scared. I was like, what the fuck? And just through every chapter, he beats the fuck out of her.
Hold on. I can't. Whoa.
me. Sorry.
Please, I just pulled it up from my search history and it says that the story is not there. Did it get deleted?
Take the lore.
Is it deleted? No way can it be deleted.
I think the line was rubbing his cock against my something something.
Oh
That's what.
yeah. Where she was rubbing her, this is very graphic. He was rubbing his thingamabobs against her
They're rubbing the uglies.
ass.
I was trying
No, but even before that, it was that he beat her just recently
I think
because,
she
oh, get a
died.
rich, get a rich, get a rich.
I think she got a I think she got a got beat got killed at the end. Which
Holy shit, Toxic got taken down. Taken down.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's actually really good.
Thank you. Thank you so.
Oh my God.
What?
I just read the description to Toxic Till Death Do Us Part. And the first line to the fucking description, Kaya wakes up from a 3-year coma and Dre faces a 5-year prison sentence.
Good for Dre, nigga. I'm proud of
Good
you.
for Dre.
Good for Dre.
But unfortunately, Dre is freed on bail.
Freedom bail.
Freed on bail.
Who paid his bail? Fuck out of here. I bet it was Kaya.
It was most definitely Kaya. Let me read it. Kaya wakes up from a 3-year coma and Dre faces a 5-year prison sentence. The day she gets out, she tries to renew things with her brother and the man she should have been with all along. But the day Dre is freed on bail from prison, she wants nothing but revenge for the time and people she lost because of him. Wait!
Oh, that's good. What?
Wait, it got good. It got good. So I guess that she got out of her relationship with Dre,
Trust the process.
went into a 3-year coma. He went to jail, but he got freed on bail by who knows who. She got with another guy that she should have been with, and she's trying to renew her relationship with her brother. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it's going good.
Trust
But
the process.
still,
Trust the
if you
process.
write stories like this on Wattpad, I despise you because this is nothing. Like, there should be a line where you should, there should be a border that you should not cross, a line that you shouldn't cross. Because this is insane. Who would willingly want to read this and who would willingly want to romanticize something like this?
Well, we willingly read.
Okay, that's because we like to criticize people.
Yes, I like to criticize a lot. I like to give you
I love
collective criticism.
criticizing.
Collective
But
criticism.
still, if you romanticize abusive relationships like this, you're a piece of shit because, oh my God, there's people out there suffering who just can't leave.
I
And
felt
they're
like
just taking their
the fact that
situations.
she even like decided to write that, knowing how people will react towards it.
Right.
Fucked up, man.
Very
Fucked
fucked up.
up. I will say though, the fact that even somebody even so remotely thought that this was funny or like quirky, like people were laughing at the parts of her getting beaten. I was like, oh,
Wow.
wow.
The comments were super funny though, especially where they're like sex scenes. Well, I'm reading the comments now. Someone said, I'm reading the comments to the second part. Someone said, nasty stank ass book, given the dome from inside out. Yeah, ran through ass book. That's so fucking funny.
I love the comments.
Wattpad reunion. Wait, no, the author deleted the first book.
Well, at least she's doing good. At least she's doing good. At least she's trying to better herself, I guess. I
I
guess.
still haven't forgotten Mrs. Chapa's stingy ass. What?
Cool.
So
Anyway.
I guess she like the author basically left the last book on a cliffhanger, and people, I guess, they thought that Kaya died, but no, Kaya's alive.
Anyway, the next subject that we are talking
Next
about.
subject, that subject. It's funny, but also like a total piece of shit because gross. Anyways,
Summer Walker.
Oh, no, I thought it was the one before that.
What's the one before that?
Minor Safety.
Ah, yes.
Started off bestie.
I got you right now. Okay, so as a person who is a minor and who has a lot knows a lot about minors, I feel like y'all should stop babying minors so much. Yeah, we're kids. Yeah, like a couple years ago, we came out the womb. We came with the vajayjay, but still, we aren't babies. We know about sex. Some of us even watch porn. We know about
some of us.
Some of us. Some of us read smut. Not gonna say who.
We know. We have reading seminars about it.
We know about this stuff. So instead of babying us, y'all should like just let it go. Let nature run its course. Let it happen. You know. Normalize it. Well, don't normalize it.
No, don't normalize it. Please don't.
Don't normalize it. But still, mind your business.
Please do, because honestly, they make a point. I guess like have an actual childhood, but it's hard. A because of parents. Parents are very shitty these days.
They are. They don't know what's coming to them though.
Anyways, the constant like. I blame it all on the parents. I blame everything on the parents. A, why are you not watching your child while your child is literally posting thirst traps very sexually on TikTok at 13? That's pretty gross. Raise your child better. Why are you letting your child talk to older men? And I get it. The child might hide it from you, but oh my god, it's actually not that hard to just kindly go through their phone if you feel like they're endangered. I'm not saying go through their phone a lot, because let them have privacy.
You do it like once every year.
Right. But like check their TikTok. Check their Instagram. Like
some parents are not technology smart, and I bless my soul for that. Because I guess I don't do stuff. I don't.
Right. You're a good child. Good child of the Lord.
I do good stuff. I do read stuff, but my mom don't take my tabs, so I guess I'm okay.
Listen,
it depends on the parent, you know.
Yeah, it definitely depends on the parent, but also I feel like these older people on TikTok, like 18 to 20, like trying to like school these kids. You should just stop. You're wasting your time. These kids do not know you. You're nobody to them. And you're going to get absolutely nowhere. And in rebellion, because that's what they do, it's what we do, in rebellion, they're going to do something more risky. And you're just risking that for them. So it's just stop.
No, my thing is, you know, these 18-year-olds, these 30-year-olds, these 12-year-olds, I mean, 20-year-olds, they're telling kids, like, oh, don't do this. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to go through what I went through. Are you wishing this on these kids?
No, that's actually the opposite of what they're trying to do, but they're not doing it correctly.
Not at all. No. Like, not at all. I was over here looking, and there's this girl. I think she's like...
Like, why are we shaming... They're mainly targeting girls. Why are we... why are you guys targeting young girls? And blaming them for discussing old men's actions? Like, why don't we go for the men? Why don't
exactly. We men is the problem here, not
exactly
men.
It's like, men, and you're coming after these girls, which I
like. Like, oh, you should cover up. Oh, you should stop this. Stop wearing this on the internet. Cover up. It's weird. Men will attack you. Like, bro.
When all these like older 20-year-olds were the ones who were like, oh yeah, let's free the nip. Let's wear more revealing clothes. Let's not let men dictate what we do. But now they're going after us, after they know that these kids are young, impressionable, and of course they're going to feed onto you.
Exactly. Stop.
And now
stop.
You want to stop them? You put this idea in their head.
Stop it saying, was wrong in free the first the nips. Place,
and now you just want to recognize how wrong you were? You can't take back what you said.
Exactly. It's too late now.
It's way too late.
It's already not happening. All you can do now is sit back and watch. Because again, at the end of the day, who are you to that person to tell them what to do? You're nobody. You're a stranger.
Nobody. All they're gonna do is rebelliate against you. I don't even know if rebelliate is a fucking word. Anyways, this
Rebel?
Is gonna be a rebellion against you.
Exactly. Yes. Like, bro.
That only risk
them. I get
more,
it. You're trying to.
Stop
I get
that.
It. You're trying to save the kids, but you people are the ones who brought this idea to their head.
Right.
You
you're
the ones.
These people are literally the ones in 2016 who were romanticizing a lot of bullshit on Tumblr. They were on Kick getting groomed, my bad. And then also they were like, oh, at 13, I was playing with Barbies. Bro,
I fucking hate
tell the whole
Kick.
Story. Tell the whole story. At 13, you know you were doing with Barbie and Ken? You were making them have sex for 2 hours. That's exactly what you were doing.
You know, when you were little, Ken, you were playing House. You know what was going on during that game of House?
Exactly. Please stop. Please stop.
Tell the full story. Tell the full length thing. Don't say, oh, when I was your age, I was playing House. Oh, when I was your age, I was playing Barbie dolls. Oh, when I was your age, I was having girl sleepovers.
Tell Bro, you guys were literally fucking at 9 years old. You were making your toys have sex.
Tell the full story, man.
Bro,
you're making yourself seem like such a goody two-shoes, such a sweet angel at the age of this. But I know, we all have done this before. We've all done this before. We've all done it. We've all had a little gay side to us.
Not even gay.
It's experiences.
It's hormones. It's
yes,
beauty.
Yes.
It's gonna happen. You can't really stop it. And I know you want to protect these kids. You're going about it wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't prevent this stage. It's gonna happen either way.
And they're like, oh, there's no preteen stage anymore.
If it doesn't happen around you, it's gonna happen another time. It's just a circle of life.
They're trying to parent these children who have shitty parents, but like they don't even understand, like, these kids are way too old to even be parent. Like, once you're exposed to shitty parenting, that's all
Damn.
You know, and that's all you're gonna rely on.
It's over with. After you get your shitty parents, everything is out the door.
Right, because you have the shitty parents before you have the social media.
Every parental advice you get, that shit is not, it's going through one ear, it's going out the other.
Exactly, because you're nobody to these kids.
But I will say, though, them saying that kids, like 12 years old, 13, 14, getting piercings, it makes them look older, and, you know, stuff like that, and, like, wearing crop tops and stuff makes them look older. I will say that's very odd for you to say. Crop tops, nobody thinks crop tops are sexual. Y'all just make them sexual.
And they only really target, like, girls who are, like, developed at a young age.
Exactly.
You know? Like,
y'all just don't want to admit that you're fucking creeps.
Right.
So instead of
targeting girls who developed at a younger age.
So instead of y'all saying, oh, you know, we just don't like seeing girls' boobs because they make my dick hard. You want to see
what the fuck? That's a new problem. Fix that. Go to fucking therapy. Kill yourself. I don't know.
Y'all like to push it on. Oh, it's the girl's problem. It's her fault for wearing that shirt. She needs to cover up. No. No.
Right.
No.
But then you'll fucking praise guys that are our age for having multiple girls on their phone, for saying that they're a ladies' man, for, what else do they do? For, like, fucking having porn addictions. There's a lot of guys our age having porn addictions right now. And you're focused on protecting creeps and, like, blaming girls for it?
Like,
really?
Bro. I get it. You know, it makes you uncomfortable for girls to wear crop tops and stuff like that, or show their G-string. But, bro, suck it up. Go fucking kill
fuck
yourself.
Or someone. I honestly
kill yourself.
Kill yourself, yes.
Kill yourself. I don't care. If you guys are mad at me for saying that, that's okay. Have fun. Enjoy your time. Please don't come back. We love to tell people to kill themselves. Although it's a very bad habit, it works. Most of the time, it does.
If you're a shitty enough person, I will tell you to kill yourself.
Yes, I will. Because I don't care. I honestly don't care. Like, I'm very nonchalant. So I just don't care. And this goes to everybody. This goes to the older women, like the old ladies who bring other girls down just because her husband is staring at them weirdly.
That's your husband's fault.
It's not the little girl's fault. Why are you staring at her body weirdly anyway?
You're gross. You're disgusting. Like, feel ashamed about that. I hope you do.
I don't know. Her full body is on display. What else am I supposed to look at? Look at her face.
Bro.
Look at her eyes. Don't look at
her. Look away from her. Don't look at her at all.
Like, go work at your job. Go do something, homie. Go draw. Go
fucking military. Like, bro, that's all you're good for. All men are good for. Military.
Sacrifice yourself for Pakistan. Spend your money on your daughter. Do something.
Bro.
Do something.
And a lot of these men have, like, daughters, too. It's, like,
so yes, weird. It's so weird. Because you have daughters, but you study pestering these little girls on the internet. Like, bro, cover up because your body is distracting me. You know what's distracting me?
I also blame people who want to cover up what these guys are doing and blame it on the girls. I blame you too because you're a part of the problem.
You're very seriously a part of the problem. I cannot stress how many times I've seen a guy act so like, oh, a guy on a girl's conversation saying she's pretty and be like, dude, she's 13.
Right.
Like, oh, but like, oh, and then this girl and this woman to come and say, like, you should cover up, hon. You're 13. There's men in the comment section.
You should cover up.
Bro, it's not my fault that men are looking. Men shouldn't look at the first place. That's disgusting. You weirdos, you cheapskates. Don't y'all got wives? How would your wives feel if y'all looking at younger girls, huh?
You probably got with your wife when she was a young age. And that's why now you don't want her anymore because she's grown.
This is how serial killers start. I swear to God, this is how serial killers.
Fucking rapists, bro. Nasty ass fucking people. And, like, I can't even believe that, like, we're blaming girls for this. Like, first of all you fucking whores who are in your 20s. I shouldn't say whores. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please edit that out. Anyways, that's what I was saying. All you people like on TikTok who are like 20 and older telling girls, you shouldn't be like posting thirst traps. You shouldn't be dressing the way you do. We're protecting you from older guys. Okay, I get that you went through this and I'm sorry that you had to, but you should know since you went through this that you really can't school girls or like try to parent girls over the internet when you're possibly a nobody to them. Like, I can't stress that enough. You're nobody to them. You're not going to really do anything
at all, because at the end of the day,
and then also
even if you do give me some sort of advice that will possibly help me in the future, why would I listen to you? Do I know you?
Right, these girls,
I don't know you.
No,
I don't care about you. The hell. You can tell me this all. You can tell me, oh, this is going to happen to you if you do this. This is going to happen to you. Do this. No. No.
I'm not going to believe you. I'm sorry. I'm really
and
not
going to believe you. And why would you say that in the first place?
Because honestly, it's true. It is true.
It is true, yes. But still, I feel like you can go about doing that a different way rather than saying that this will happen to you or this will happen to you. More so saying you should, instead of saying you should cover up because there's men around. Like, I hate parents who do that. I hate parents who, like, subjectify you to, like, put on this and this and that if a man is around. Like, bro, if I have on pajama pants, why would that make a man hard? You like pajama pants? You like the mousses on my pants? That makes you hard? You're so weird. And especially those are, like, kitty clothes. Especially... Like, bro, are you attracted to kids?
Most likely, yeah, you are.
You are. You're such a weirdo. And speaking of being attracted to kids, they're trying to pass this fucking pedophilia fucking sexuality thing. And you know what? And they're starting it from ages 4 and up. You can date anyone ages 4 and up.
No, I refuse. Weird.
If I ever see anyone with that flag,
the pedophilia flag that they try to enforce,
I will pop you, bitch.
I will beat the fuck out of you. I do not care.
I do not care, bitch. That would be the day that I end up killing someone.
Me too.
Put the damn flag
We have to edit this out because this cannot go to the internet. This cannot be on the internet.
No, it cannot, but still, I will not be a fool to your fucking mockery, to your shit. You bring that flag in front of my face, I know something. I know something.
We are editing this. I cannot stress enough how much we have to edit this out.
We do. We really do.
But as the topic of conversation, yes, he will be killed on the spot.
I'm going to bash your skull in. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm going to edit that out.
But we have to.
Just so you know.
We would go to jail if we kept that in. So yeah,
I will go to straight jail. I will sacrifice myself for Pakistan.
Not yet.
Okay, moving on to the
next topic.
I will start this one off. Summer Walker, lady, listen, Summer Walker, your music is not really that good to me. I really ain't like your music, but the way that I've seen your child go from plump to skinny to plump to skinny was really something that really set me off.
We're gonna have to start wrapping up soon. It's been an hour.
Yes, wrapping up soon. We have
two more topics. The last segment. Actually, no. Actually, let's skip Summer Walker. Let's save that for later. Because this has been insanely deep. Let's do funny ones like Dream Stands and Crazy Ass Smut.
Okay. I will say this. I fucking hate them Dream Stands.
I did too, honestly.
No, but even before, okay, so people were saying that Dream was sexy even before his face reveal.
He did a face reveal. What the hell? Why have I not seen that?
I think he did a face reveal, unless that was something fake. Either way.
Yeah, I saw a fake one, but I never saw a real one.
Either way. Face reveal or not, you know, people keep saying that Dream is very hot, very fine, very nice looking. Right. I don't know about that.
Sorry to cut you off, but Dream never did. It's a lot of fabricated ones, but there's not really a real one.
True. Okay, good. Great. I'm so proud of you guys.
How are you sipping a man over, like, underneath a mask? You don't even know what he looks like. And I promise you, you're going to be disappointed.
This is exactly like the corpse situation. This is exactly like the corpse.
He never did a face reveal. But Corpse is different because Corpse, I think, is an actual good person.
Yeah, but people very much sexualize him.
I feel so bad for him.
I feel very bad for Corpse. You know,
I think he's a funny guy.
There was a whole segment on Twitter about them masturbating to his voice, and I legit could not stomach, like, reading
it.
That
is disgusting, but we'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. I will fucking bash you, white girls.
Edit that out.
It's always white!
Always white.
But no, there was this girl on TikTok, and she said she's gonna come out as Dream sexual. Now, what the fuck? No. When did we decide this was a thing? When did we decide that we like this? When did we decide that this?
I don't think we ever did. I think that person came up with it on their own and thought everyone was gonna agree with them. No, white girl. No. We're not doing that.
No.
If that were the case, I'm very dream phobic.
Very, very,
very dream phobic.
Very, like, at the tippity toppity. No, Dream is not my taste. That man has done some wrong things. Mm-hmm. I will not. And you know, I love Minecraft. Minecraft is good, but the first time I found out about Dream, I realized, you know, maybe he's a cool guy. And then I found out what he did, and I was like, oh no.
No, whole Dream SMP itself is gross.
That shit is weird. I don't know.
Dream is a racist. His name's Tommy Innit.
Yeah, I think it's Tommy Innit.
Tommy Innit. But he is also a racist. Then you have Quackity. I like Quackity.
I love Quackity.
I feel so bad.
I don't know why the fuck you hang out with weird ass people, Quackity, but I'll let it slide. You know,
I don't know about letting it slide. But I'm really sorry, Quackity, that you have to deal with a lot of racism in your chat. George, what's his name?
Just George.
George. I like George. I think George is cute.
George.
I think he's a little funny too.
Yeah, George is very cute. It's just he hasn't done anything wrong that I've known.
Yeah.
I'm back to this friends with racism thing while we're on the topic of this. If you're friends with a racist, I feel like you support racism.
Exactly. Because there's no
valid reason for you to be friends with a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because think. If you're black and you're friends with a racist, think about how this racist is being racist towards other people and think how they'll be racist towards you. Think about it. You don't want that. So instead of being friends with a racist, maybe you should stop right there. All right. Next. I'm back to this. George, I love George. George is, you got my heart, got my mind.
I think about you all the time.
Yeah, but the dream stands are fucking weird. Dream sexual. Dream sexual. Masturbating to a picture of dream. The dream.
That's gross.
The dream.
Masturbate to a person, like an actual celebrity. I don't like you.
Dream ex George fan are.
No! Oh my god. To our next subject. Mm-hmm. Crazy ass smart. The other day, I read. Don't ask me why I read it. I'm sorry. I read a Dream Ex George smut, and holy shit, was that eventful. I did not like it the least. I thought it was really gross. Stop sexualizing these men. Stop shipping them. Stop shipping them. I don't think it really is anything.
I love.
Wait, hold on. My mom just came home. Hi. We gotta edit this out.
We do. Smut is fun. Smut is fun.
It's fun. It's funny, but it's really weird.
Yes,
I got lost in the time. I didn't realize what time it was. Yeah, just
ate.
Man.
Anyway, smut is fun.
It's fun.
To extinct.
Crazy.
To an extinct.
People write about really crazy stuff. It's insane.
Me and Scarlett had a reading seminar yesterday. We read two things yesterday.
We talked about that. And then we read...
Intuition. Intuition. Yeah. So that story.
No.
That story is. How do I say it?
To live and die. Oh my god.
That story sucks, but it's good. It sucks, but it's good. It's good, but okay. So I couldn't get rid of. I couldn't get through the story, but Scarlett could get. Scarlett got.
I got through it. I saw it through. And it was eventful. I think the worst part was definitely towards the end. I'm not gonna explain what happened because no, but yeah, it was really crazy. I've never seen anything like that, and I hope not to see anything like that again.
It got in the eye. In the eye.
Stop.
I don't know. I hated it so much. I will say that the ending was pretty clear, pretty nice, pretty slick. It was unexpected. But while we're on the topic of smut, Justice for Bakugo. There's a lady. I'm gonna say her name because I don't fuck with you, bitch.
We can't say names.
She's very popular. She's an influencer. Aaron Clover. This bitch has an OC, original character, right? She draws her character getting raped by other characters.
We definitely have to censor that.
We do.
But, oh, that's gross.
So, she has OC, but she self-inserts herself into her OC. But Bakugo is a minor. Bakugo is like 15, while Aaron Clover is like 27.
That's gross.
She like writes like smut. She writes art of her OC and him doing it dirty.
That's
They have a baby together. They have everything. And she has a thing called Smuttober, where she'll take a whole bunch of minor characters and just draw her OC with them. And never will I ever, never have I ever wanted to be somebody's ass so hard. Never have I ever wanted to smack a white lady so hard. It's always the whites. It's always the whites. Scarlett read a Uniqua X the Property Brothers to me.
That wasn't even smut. I wouldn't call that smut. I would call that more of a
chaos
and a fever dream, kind of.
It felt like I was an acid.
Me too. I felt like I was on something. That was insane. I think that's one of my favorites because it was truly really funny.
It was really entertaining. It was. I mean, that's what writers are supposed to do. They're supposed to keep their reader in hands and focused.
While not crossing any lines, of course.
Yes.
This writer didn't cross any lines. This writer was.
I mean, for me, it didn't cross any lines. For Scarlett, it didn't cross any lines. But for you guys, it may have crossed some lines. But that's okay.
It might have crossed some lines. Thinking about it now,
but they're like very funny, swift lines. Swift. It's a very I've never would have thought of the Property Brothers and Uniqua together. That's something I've never heard of, but I get it. I got.
If you want to read this story, I'll pull it up right now.
I'll add the link in the description.
Yeah, it's really funny though.
I'll add all of the ones that we read in the link in the description.
The other one.
Not the intuition.
Unfortunately, we can't add toxic because the creator took it down. I guess they were getting a lot of hate.
Yeah, not the intuition one. Not the intuition. Definitely not the intuition.
That's the one with Bakugo and stuff, right?
Yeah, Bakugo, Kirishima, Zero, and Denki. I will say that one had me fucked up.
That one, I think, was really weird. I have a ranking for smut in my books. And that one is number two. Number one would be Every Me and Every You. It's a Spencer Reid one. I don't think we read that together. I read that one.
No, I didn't. We didn't read that one. But I do have a ranking for mine. Intuition is like number five. The Unique one was number three because it's funny. Right. And my number one was Prison Blues. Prison Blues is a Spencer Reid one.
Oh yeah,
I fucking hate that one.
Wait, hold on. I have four rankings. My rankings would be Every Meet Every You, Spencer Reid, the Intuition one, which was the four MHA characters.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I forgot the name of it, but it was a Spencer Reid one. It's Prison Reid, and it was absolutely insane. I don't want to speak about it, but it was super insane. I'll tell you about it later privately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the Uniqua one. I can't find the Uniqua one.
I don't have it either. Let me see if I can just Google it. Uniqua X Property Brothers.
That's what I'm looking for right now. I can't see.
Maybe she deleted it.
Maybe. That'd be a shame.
That would be a shame.
Because that one was super funny.
I found it.
You did?
Yeah.
How dare you? Thank you.
Fixing the Backyard Against your Uniqua X Property Brothers.
Yes, that's exactly. I think I spelled Uniqua wrong.
Unique with an A.
Uniqua X Property.
Tyrone X Austin. Austin X Pablo. Uniqua's Choice. Finding Home. Angie Yanga X Tyrone Reader, Uniqua and the Three Boys. Fuck out of here. Y'all better suck.
Y'all need therapy.
Y'all do.
Yeah, more it's about fixing the backyard.
I found it.
X Property Brothers.
I found it.
This was insane. I love how the tags on it is I hate my life, hey help me, Drew Scott, Bussy, I want to die, satire, Uniqua, weird, I hate myself.
Someone should help this person for real. The tags,
please tell this person
tell this person they need help. The laundry sucks on Wattpad. If you're listening to this, maybe therapist might be good.
Yeah. Psychologist, you know. Yeah.
Squidward the fighter.
Oh my god.
Curtis Connor!
Oh my god.
How dare you do this to Curtis Connor, my love?
Curtis who?
Curtis Connor. You know who Curtis Connor is?
Curtis Connor?
Curtis Connor.
I know who's Curtis Connor. Why Curtis Connor?
Neil Breen. Bro. Anyways. Neil Breen x Curtis Connor x iCarly. I don't like that.
Isn't iCarly a mine?
iCarly as in, I guess, Carly herself.
Oh.
Ryan, I think this one is actually serious. I found a serious one.
Oh my god. Please.
I found a serious one. I'll savor every moment.
Oh no.
Of this. Ryan Seaman x Austin Knight.
Oh no. Oh no.
Please. Oh no, this is unironical.
This is the pegamento.
I don't know. What happened?
I know. Oh my god. Save me.
Hold on. We have to edit a lot out.
We do.
Do you want me to help you with that?
I just got a new topic.
A new topic? We've been going to...
Yeah, but this one's important. Yeah, but this one is important.
You want to do like a special episode tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah, let's do a little special segment. A 30-minute special segment.
Oh my god. It's been 72 minutes.
All right. Hi, bye.